Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the cheerleader effect. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You'll also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing the cheerleader effect. So have you ever been out somewhere and you've seen a group of people and you think, wow, a group of people that are all really attractive? You see them and you think, I just can't believe there's so many good looking people within one friendship group. You know, they are just the best looking people I've ever seen and they're all together. What are the odds? And then maybe you've actually been able to start talking to them individually. So maybe you saw this group out in a club, or maybe they was at a party, and all of a sudden, you know, the group kind of starts to spread out and people get to talk one-on-one. And then you think to yourself, you know what, they don't actually seem that attractive when I'm speaking to them one-on-one, or once the group kind of disperses, they don't seem to have that high level of attractiveness that they seem to have. And it might be something that's really confusing you, because you've quite possibly been up close to the group, you know, and you thought they was really attractive, but then when it's one-on-one, you really just can't put your finger on for why. And this is the cheerleader effect. And it's based around the concept that a group of people look more attractive than when people are individually spaced out. And this is because that the brain concentrates on the attractive traits of each person in a group and subconsciously averages out everybody's traits. So this will give a false impression when looking at the group as a whole. So this is something which is really useful to know, in particular when using online dating, because you often see people with online dating profiles that have pictures of the person whose profile it is amongst a group. And the cheerleader effect will work here. It will be in action. And this is a reason why I always suggest to be cautious of people who only have group photos, because the cheerleader effect can lead to a higher degree of attractiveness for each individual person on your subconscious level. And hence, you might not really know how attractive you actually feel for the person that you're speaking with. So it's something that to consider, as I said, in online dating, but also out and about. You know, say for instance, if you're at a club or a group and you see a group of people walk in together, and you might be kind of thinking, wow, you know, I really want to talk to that person, I really want to get to know that person. But then when you think about it, you haven't actually got a specific person in mind. You're kind of just saying that as a whole. You're almost kind of thinking, well, as long as one of them speaks to me, I'll be fine, because I find them all really good looking. And the reality is that you probably don't. It's called the cheerleader effect, by the way, if you hadn't already realised, because of the fact that a cheerleading squad often looks very attractive. But then if you see the cheerleaders having like one-on-one interviews or something like that, okay, yeah, you know, they're mostly quite good looking people, but often they're not that kind of 9 or 10 out of 10 that you first initially thought. When you see the cheerleading troop, the group as a whole, you might think to yourself, gosh, you know, all of them, the 9 out of 10s, the 10 out of 10s. But the reality is, you know, okay, as I said, maybe they are slightly above average in general, but you're probably looking at 7s, maybe a few 8s. But it really does inflate your opinion of people if they are part of a group. So can you use this to your advantage? Well, you can, but I wouldn't necessarily suggest it. So using the online dating concept again, on your own online dating profile, you could possibly include a photo of you within a group. However, I certainly don't suggest it should be any of your first three photos. And if you want to know a bit more about that, I have wrote a book specifically designed to give you advice and support on how to use online dating platforms. And you can find that on my website, dateme.tips. But yeah, you could, as one of your latter photos, include one of yourself within a group, but certainly not within the first few photos. And also, when you think about it, do you really want to be giving the cheerleader effect off to people? Because at the end of the day, they're going to meet you anyway. You know, they're going to meet you. It's like a false economy. It's not really going to help you long term. Similarly, if you go out in a group of people, maybe you're going to watch a band play, maybe you're going to a club, maybe, you know, wherever you are, you might be in a large group of people. And yes, the cheerleader effect could help you out in the degree of if other people are kind of amongst you and within your area, maybe they'll be thinking to themselves, oh, you know, I really want to speak to somebody within that group. But again, at the end of the day, eventually it might get you a conversation with someone, but quickly the cheerleader effect will wear off once you're on a one-on-one situation. And hence, you need to be yourself. You know, you need to be as attractive a person as you can be. And that's emotionally, physically, personality-wise, mentally. You know, you need to be hitting your full potential in all aspects. And although I suppose it is unfortunate, you know, looks do matter. People who say that looks don't matter are lying. We are human beings. Ultimately, we are animals. We are creatures who are going to be attracted to certain traits and certain characteristics and certain looks. So you need to be reaching your full potential on this. You need to be as healthy as you can be. You need to be wearing clothes and outfits and makeup if you wear makeup or whatever. You know, you need to be looking the best you can be. So that's not just from a health and fitness point of view, that's from a style point of view as well. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I hope you will bear this in mind if you ever see a group of people, whether it's in a photo, whether it's out in public, that the cheerleader effect will be affecting your brain. So just remember, if you see that large group of people and you think, oh my God, they're all really, really attractive, just consider the fact that they probably aren't as attractive as you first thought. And this is, as I said, this is because the brain concentrates on the attractive traits of each person and subconsciously averages out everybody's traits. So, I hope you have a great day today, and I'll drop another podcast soon.